Good morning, everyone. Excuse me. I'm going to get started for the day. Today is the Rebel Planner. We're going to talk about all the things. I'm going to go over a couple of little things that you guys can do or think about. So if you're watching the replay, welcome, welcome, welcome. On pages 18 and 19 and 20, in your Basics 2.0 guide, you have all the information, not only just about the doable 24-hour plan, but we gave you guys some sample doable plans. I think it was super helpful yesterday when I went through my good, better, best. And so what we wanted to do was give you guys examples of doable plans for different scenarios so that you really understand this concept of, you know, your plans aren't going to look the same every day. Your tastes, your emotional bandwidth, time of the month, what you're celebrating. Maybe it's just a nice, boring week. Like, there's all kinds of things that affect planning. And so this is going to really apply for today when we talk about the Rebel Planner. So we wanted to really cover this because a lot of you, there's a couple things that happen. Number one is a lot of people will say, I seem to be rebelling against my plan. Like, I make plans. I say I'm going to do it. I know it's good for me. Like, I know this is what I want. Like, when I'm thinking about what I ultimately want for myself, it's not to emotionally eat, and it's not to fuck it eat, and it's not to turn to food late at night and all these things. And what happens is that you will eat off plan, and it'll happen so fast. And sometimes it will feel like this. Sometimes it will feel like you are just grabbing the food and trying to eat faster than your brain can catch up. Sometimes it can just be like, it will feel like you're a teenager. Inside of your head, you'll be like, I don't want that. I'm not going to do that. Like, you can't tell me what to do. This is some bullshit. I shouldn't have to eat this way. There's a real indignant voice sometimes that's going on. So sometimes we're trying to eat fast so that we can escape the shrill voice inside of us that's saying you shouldn't be doing these things. This is not, you know, this is not on your plan, that demeaning voice. Sometimes we're rebelling against that. Sometimes we're rebelling against the version of us who is acting as if all of this is being forced upon us. We're being made to eat these things. We have to do these things. So I really wanted to cover the plan rebellion because it's number one, it is a huge form of self-sabotage. People who tend to rebel, I'm going to help you solve it today. And we are actually, for all of you who are coming to our May ending self-sabotage camp, we're going to spend a lot of time on these kinds of topics. We're going to dive a little bit deeper. We'll actually go into why this behavior started, why it's okay, what it's really trying to do for you, and all that kind of stuff. We'll dig into the thought work part of it. What I want to do today is focus on the basics part of it, on, well, how are we going to get this damn 24-hour plan done? Like, if we're going to make 24-hour plans, this is the way I always think about it. If I'm going to make a 24-hour plan, I might as well use it. If I am going to be inside of no BS, I might as well use the material. I might as well listen to the things, do the things. Like, I don't really need to have such a wall up and stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Plan Rebel, here you go. So here's what's going on for a planning rebel. Number one, rebels don't like being told what to do. So a lot of us are that way. We're, you know, we go through life feeling like everybody's telling us what to do and that we're people pleasing and that all kinds of stuff's happening. And on the inside, we're sick and tired of being bossed around. We're sick and tired of living by everybody else's agenda. We're sick and tired of feeling like we go through our life with a list of the things we should be doing, the things we have to be doing, and the things we must be doing. So you may or may not be someone who is, like a lot of you would probably guess, I am a rebel. I love control. I love telling people what to do. I don't mind speaking my mind. All of the things. You do not have to be outwardly a rebel to have the internal rebel environment. So even though I'm outwardly someone who takes charge and does all the things, I used to not be that version. I will tell you guys, If you had known me in my teens and 20s, outside of my mother, I was a huge people pleaser. Now, I've always in my family been like the matriarch. Like, I was a lot like my grandmother. I was a very strong woman inside my family and stuff. But you get me outside of my family, everything came down. I was a people pleaser. I worried incessantly about what people thought of me a lot because when I was bullied as a kid, you know, I was very much judged for how I looked. And I was told, based upon my looks, what I could do, what I couldn't do, who I could be friends with, who didn't like me. I was the butt of the jokes. The teachers sat me out in PE. I was not allowed to do things. You know, it was very, like, in that childlike mind, it taught me that other people's opinions matter way more than mine. Didn't matter that I wanted to be thin. It didn't matter that I wanted to play sports. It didn't matter that I wanted to be included. None of that mattered. All that mattered was what everybody else thought. So then I like learned how to become someone who was like a chameleon so that people would like me so that I could be included and stuff. And that behavior carried through a lot of my 20s. So when you're a rebel, sometimes you're not outwardly projecting it, but you'll notice you're doing it on the inside. And it's by listening to that voice that's happening. It's like when you are wanting to break your plan, there's two things I typically see. Number one is there's a lot of language around, like, I don't have to do anything. Fuck this. This is what I want, and this is what I'm going to have. That is an indicator that you have set up all of your planning, the things that you're going to do for your weight loss, from a mindset of being punitive to yourself, being overly instructive. The other side of it is where you catch yourself more in the action of trying to eat behind your own back. It's like, before my shaming voice starts, before my parental shrill comes to the forefront, I want to eat as fast as I can because I know what's going to happen. The beatdown's coming. So I need to get the food in right now. I need to rebel against the judgment voice that I know is coming. So that's kind of how it's all manifesting. Somebody said rebel or self-sabotaging. It's the same. When we rebel, we are self-sabotaging. And I'm going to tell you why it's a self-sabotage. So first and foremost, rebels don't like to be told what to do. But I want to tell you this. If you're identifying, you're like, that's me. Then I want you to remember this. That means that you can be excellent planners if you have the right thinking. Rebels want to do what they want to do. All we have to do is teach you how to want to do the things you say you're going to do. That's it. Rebels have the capacity to plan. They're usually actually planners. Most of the time, rebels are people who are sitting around trying to do the things, like you'll join the program or you'll say you're going to watch the videos or you will make plans and not do them or say you're going to eat something at, you know, for like when you go out and end up eating something else. Rebels are just talking themselves into doing something else. But you typically have the strength of like the want. The problem is that you want the weight loss, but you don't know how to tell yourself how to want the process. It's like, I want the weight loss. I got that on lock. That sounds sexy. The problem is the process, the way I've defined it in my head and stuff, sets me up to rebel. It's the thinking I have around my process and why I'm doing the things sets me up for self-sabotage. All right. Everybody's like, you're in my head. I try to be in your heads. So here's what I want all of you to do. I'm fixing to go over three words that you've got to basically start listening for at a high level the rest of the month. I'm not even going to challenge you to change them just yet. Just for the remainder of the month, all I want you to do is listen in the moments when you're planning and when you are getting ready to eat something. When you're even thinking about the evening, when you are thinking about laundry, dishes, going to work, traffic, All of these words, if you're using these three, I can guarantee you, you're setting yourself up for the potential to rebel against yourself. And before I give you the three magic words, everybody needs to do me a favor. You need to tag someone who you are thinking inside this membership may forget to watch this video, who might be already trailing off. I'm going to tell you right now, day one, guess how many bitches came to this live? 1,100. We're on day four, 815. There are Nobius women right now who always start some shit and give up on themselves way too fucking fast. So here's what I want you to do. Tag people. Discuss this shit in your accountability groups. Do not let your partners fly under the radar or give some bullshit excuse why they're not listening. If they want to lose weight, this is the month to get it done. So if they miss a live, don't let them think that they can't finish the rest of the month. Don't let them forget about all this stuff. Ping them and say, like, hey, this weekend, do you think you got 30 minutes to watch Corinne on 2x speed? Because you know you can actually take a 30-minute video and make it 15 minutes. I talk really slow. There's no reason why y'all can't speed my ass up. 1.5, 2x speed. Listen to the stuff. Do not quit. Our Facebook posts where the call to actions are, y'all don't forget about them. Take it upon yourself. Go in there and post. Tag your accountability groups. Tag your partners. Tag somebody who's posting in the main thread who doesn't seem like they might even be listening and say, like, hey, you need to get on this. Hey, have you caught this yet? It's so helpful. I just read about it. I just read you talking about this. Corinne literally talked about it. All right. Three words. Now that we're all ready, get ready. You've got to avoid the word I should be doing, I should be eating, I should be like this, I should weigh, I should lose this amount of weight this week, I should. I always tell you guys, quit shouldn't on yourself. If you're not willing to walk your neighborhood and shit your pants because it ain't a sexy look, don't be walking your neighborhoods. Don't be walking in the doors of your offices. Don't be walking through your life shouldn't all over yourself either. Shouldn't ain't a sexy look either. The next one is have to. I have to do this. First of all, there's nothing inside this program that is a have to. There is an I get to. I belong to this program, so I choose to. But guys, it's not even with your children. I don't even have to love Logan. You know what I say? I get to. This week, I don't have my sister-in-law here helping out. Guess what? I'm not sitting around going, I have to do laundry. I have to do dishes. I have to do anything. You know what I'm telling myself? This week, I am going to do these things. That's it. I can either sit there and tell myself, and this is important for rebels, because most of you, even if you clean up your language around the program, the food you eat, you could have lush thoughts about what you're eating. You could have amazing thoughts about the plan. You could be super excited about all this stuff. But the rest of the day, I should be a better mom. I should be having more sex more often. I have to do all this laundry. You can be doing that and sucking the wind right out of your sails all day long. Doesn't matter if you have beautiful thoughts around your food by the end of the night. Your emotional capacity is drained because you've talked to yourself like an ass all day long. And then when you get to the end of the night or when you get to dinner, even if you know you like that food, you will want to rebel because the last thing you want to do is one more thing. You're craving the freedom because all day long, you've been talking to yourself as if you're shackled to your life, as if you are imprisoned by your own life. Most of you aren't even considering that you can take a different look at your life and talk about it in a more freeing way. I'm not sitting here saying that every day I am looking forward to going to doing the dishes, but guess what I'm not doing? Setting it up with I should be's that set me up to think that like I should do the dishes as if I'm the only person in the house that can do anything. When I think those things, guess what? I'm less likely to even ask for some help. And let me just tell you, my boys are not going to help me much, and that's okay, but I do want to find what they will help me with and focus more on that than to sit around and think about how it should be around here. Same thing with have to's. There's not a single thing in my life that I have to. Even this morning, I did not sit there and say, I have to do my 8:30 live with the group. You know what I told myself? It's time to do the 8:30 live. This morning, I will be doing the 8:30 live. Guys, I'm going to tell you, your brain, if you are used to being the martyr of your life, if you are used to feeling anxious all the time, if you are used to overwhelming yourself, if you are used to needing to be busy to feel important, if you're used to that, when I'm telling you this, it's a harder habit to break than it is to give up a snack. I promise you, your inner language will always be harder to get rid of than the actual actions that I want you to do. Because the inner language, what you're thinking is making you feel things, and that is what's driving you to your actions or driving you to not do them. And this is why we rebel. And the last one is must do. I should, I have to, I must do this. I promise you, all of these things, listen for the next 30 days. Where am I using should, have to, and must? Turn up the volume. And this will be hard for some of you. You're not used to listening to this. You're used to feeling it and going through your life, eating over it. So if I don't listen and I start to feel bad, then I get to eat. And all I'm asking you to do for the next 30 days is let's turn up the volume. How am I speaking to myself? And I'm going to hear a lot of it. I'm going to be like, wow. This is what I want you to be. Wowed at how much you're catching and no judgment. We literally want to hear this. There's a reel going around on Instagram. We want this. We need this. We need to hear this. This is very true. We want to hear these things. We need to hear these things. These are the things that we've got to start paying attention to. And when you turn up the volume and you do not judge yourself for it, you give yourself the opportunity to start being like, it's no wonder I'm so emotionally drained. It's no wonder that I'm turning to food. It's no wonder that I would break my plan. Because if I'm thinking I have to eat certain things, if I'm thinking I have to eat what's on my plan, I should eat more best foods than good foods. When I'm talking like that, of course I want to rebel against myself. Who wants to be told to do things, even if it's you doing it? There's just a better way to talk to yourself. There's a way where you work together with yourself versus shaming, admonishing, ordering, directing, telling yourself what to do. We don't have to do any of that anymore. Like, we get to start loosening up our language. And I want you guys to think about it this way. I want to start, as I hear all of this, how can I loosen up my language around my life? When I'm doing dishes, when I'm loading that dishwasher, when I'm cooking dinner for my family, where can I loosen up my language a little bit? Rather than sitting here thinking, like, well, I have to do this because that's what good moms do, Why not just sit there and think, I'm cooking dinner. What a good mom I am. So often you guys are done by a thousand little cuts of all these little things that you're saying to yourself. And then you're wondering why at the end of the night, you want to escape. You want to tell yourself no and slam the door and go eat. All right. When we have I want to talk to you about the diet plan versus the doable plan. A diet plan has good foods and bad foods. So when we're talking about a rebel, rebels typically talk in good food, bad food mentality. There is not, like, think about rebels. They're like bad boys and stuff. What do they want to do? Buck the system. The longer you hold on to your good food, bad food rules and restrictions around food, the more you tee yourself up to want to rebel. There's a lot of should be's. I should be doing this. I should be eating this. I should do this. There's a lot of, in a diet plan, when you're writing down your food, it's designed with punishment in mind. Well, you're never going to lose weight unless you do this. Well, you're so out of control with food. Well, you know you're a binger, so you need to plan these things. You know you can't be around these kinds of foods. You know that if you don't do this, this will happen. You know you're lazy, so you don't get to eat as much as everybody else. A lot of the thinking, like if you will pay attention to when you're planning and what foods you're choosing, and when you're looking at your food and you're getting ready to eat, listen, is there punishment thinking going on in the background? And then the last, you have to do this because this is a really big thing about diet planning. Most of the time when you think you have to, because, listen to what your because is. If it's you have to because this will make you stronger, fine. If it's you have to because you fucked up yesterday, that's a no. That's diet mentality. Punishing ourselves, that kind of stuff. That when y'all ask me, what's diet mentality? Sitting around thinking this food's good for me, this food's bad for me. Anytime you assign good or bad to food, like, and I don't mean good, better, best. I'm talking about, you guys know what I mean. When we're assigning morality and purity around food, and then we're assigning morality and evil around food. When you do that, the problem is when food becomes a morality issue, think about how what we do with food. We consume it. We put it in our body. If you put something bad into your body, your brain makes an automatic connection that something bad's come in. I allowed that. I must be bad. A doable plan. We feel good physically and emotionally around the things that we're putting on. We're like looking at our food and we're saying like, does this make me feel good? Is this something that emotionally I like? Is this something that physically feels good in my body? What are all the benefits of this? Does this feel like a caring, loving choice today? What would I enjoy and help me learn control? When we're making a doable plan, for a lot of you, you take foods off because you're like, well, I don't want to plan that because I answered a question yesterday because all I will do is binge, or I don't want to plan that because I lose control. Well, all you do when you do that is you practice denying yourself food you love, and no practice, no experience having it in a way without fear. There's no controlled experimentation. There's no examining of your thinking. There's no slowing down to see what can happen for you. So when I'm planning, and what I want you guys doing, when you're making your doable plans, think about, like, what are the things that I would enjoy? And what things can I plan this week where I can start learning how to put in control? Like, I can purposely eat it, maybe at the table, just to see what's so special about these foods. We're going to do a worksheet on this later this month that'll be very helpful. And then a doable plan is designed with the big picture in mind. Doable plans, like, they take into the considerations of what you need today, but they also have the longer term vision in mind. I don't mean how many pounds you want to lose, but the kind of person you want to be at the end of the day. When you're thinking about, when I lose my weight, who do I want to be? I would love to be someone who can order anything off the menu and know they can stop because they enjoyed it and didn't need to eat, overeat to do that. Which means the version of you today has to start planning the food you're afraid of and being with them and overcoming your fears and learning how to slow down and think and savor and enjoy. Because if you're going to be that person one day, the end of your weight loss, you start constructing her today. Diet plans also, things have to go right, so I have the motivation and willpower to do it. That's backward ass thinking. Here's a doable plan. The plan is so doable and built from focus on who I want to be that shit can hit the fan and my plan is executed anyway. A diet plan, very often you guys are caught in diet plan mentality when you are planning. And like, I really want you to look at your plans the rest of this month. And I want every day for you to ask yourself, if I have to go to the emergency room because my kid sprains their ankle, if I got stuck at work and had to work 4 extra hours and my boss told me it was retribution for a meeting I blew 3 months ago, I want you to think about, would I stick to this plan? Because I think what you guys do is like, yeah, I'm real committed. And all you're thinking about is weight loss on Friday, weight loss on Friday. A doable plan is a plan you'll turn to when the shit hits the fan. So you've got to design it in such a way where you start really thinking about things outside of just perfection. As long as my day goes perfectly, as long as my kids don't need me to run to Target and buy them a bunch of shit for a last minute science project, as long as my life is on hold, I could do this. Stop planning those things. Those are rebel plans. This is when we want to throw it all away because it will feel like a have to plan. Life has to go right in order for this plan to get executed. So when you start thinking about, like, could shit hit the fan today? Could I be stressed, anxious, worried? Could I be those things and turn to this plan? Because if not, and you're not good at being stressed, anxious, and worried and working through all your emotions yet, you probably need to have plans that are going to roll with life. And some of you aren't there yet. That's okay. It took me years to get to where now I can have a really bad day and not need to eat over it. It took years of having really doable plans. So I want you guys to be honest when you eat off plan. If you make a swap, I want you to tell yourself honestly, why did I swap this? Was I telling myself I have to eat these things? Like, what was my rebel talk, if I had rebel talk? I want you to ask yourself with the off-plan eat, like when you swap things, is this a habit that I want? Because sometimes we swap some stuff and it's okay. Like every now and then, I will have a salad plan for dinner. I don't want a salad. I'll have a Weight Watchers pizza and some watermelon instead. Y'all know me. I love my little dry-ass, actually lean cuisines, my little dry-ass lean cuisine pizzas. Sometimes I want that and some watermelon. I always have fresh cut watermelon in my refrigerator all the time. Well, sometimes the version of me that plans in the morning thinks a salad's going to be great. And the version of me at 7 o'clock at night is not thinking that. I am willing to make that swap, but I'm also don't have to do discovery worksheets anymore over it because I already did my discovery worksheets over it. And I already figured out that for me, this is totally a habit I don't mind going to the grave with. Now, if I don't want a salad and I order a Domino's pizza stuffed with cheese, that's not a habit that I want to recreate. That is me wanting to examine what's going on. So be honest with why you swapped. Just tell the truth. Is it a habit you want to have? What can I learn about my eating patterns that are helping me? This is another question for a lot of you rebels. You rebel and then you shame. Guys, start asking yourself, let me look at my eating patterns and what can I learn about it? What's going to help me? Do you notice there are certain times of the month that would behoove you to get ahead of some of your cravings? Do like I do when I have my period protocol. A period protocol is super simple. What kind of fucking food do you want to eat on your period? Now just plan it instead of acting like this month you're going to be eating lettuce. If every single month you want chocolate and you want ice cream or you want whatever, guess what I would do? I would put it on my plan so you can eat it consciously rather than doing it this way, which is, it's my period. I just have all these cravings. I'm so out of control. Fuck it. I'm just going to eat. Oh, I don't know why I do this to myself every month. If only I could. And now I spend 3 days binging. Hey, how about we just break that behavior? Not a pattern we want to keep. Not useful. What's better? Planning some of that stuff? Eating it because you have compassion for yourself and eating just enough and only eating it maybe the one or like most of us have 1 or 2 days that we want to eat some things. And then if we only did that, it would not be a big deal. If we ate it mindfully and consciously and compassionately. But what most of us do is we act like we ain't going to do it. We try to talk ourselves out of it. We restrict. We're fighting against our cravings. Then we eat them. Then we eat more than we need because we're so disappointed in ourselves and we're so terrified of the beatdown that we're going to get. So then we extend it for 3 days. And then we come up for air in the Facebook group crying after gaining some weight, having 3 bad days, and then acting like, I don't know what's happened. I got to start all over. That is some bullshit. And then the last thing is use your discovery worksheets to identify patterns that you can start solving. So, last thing, 8 a.m. you, she's got your goals in mind. 8 p.m. you has your feelings in mind. Very different people. So I want you to trust the 8 a.m. version of you who's making the plans, and the 8 p.m. you, help her out. Like when you make your plans, I was talking to some people about this yesterday, on a coaching call earlier this week. If you notice you break your plans and you're rebelling at night a lot, then do this. At 8 o'clock at night, plan your food for the next day with this in mind. What do I wish I would have made my plan like today? Knowing what I know now, how would I have made my plan? And then start making plans like that. Some of us might need to make our plans not from the version of us who's thinking about all the goals that are way off in the distance. We need to plan from the version of us who's just thinking about the next 2 to 3 days and what's coming up and what's going on right now in life and what can we be doing now that sets us up for some of the future. All right, here's our call to action. When you write down your food, if you're a rebel, this is one of the most important things you can do. Write down why you chose the food. Each one, I don't care if you've got 40 things on there, put down why you're putting it on your plan so that you can see, am I thinking I have to? Am I thinking I should be? I must eat these things. And then remind yourself to switch the language. So you aren't rebelling. So here's 2 keys, and then we're getting out of here. When you see it, do not just try to put sexy talk on it. First, get your gut reactions to why. And then question, so do I really even want that food then? Or am I just telling myself I'm supposed to eat this? If I wasn't believing this was the only way to lose weight, how would I be planning today? What would I be planning? What would I do that's different than what I keep telling myself over and over and over again and breaking plans over and over and over again? And then if it is just a matter of, it's like, no, this is actually a good plan. I do like these foods and stuff. I'm just talking to myself like an asshole about all this. Then for that, then you can switch the language around. So that's today's call to action, is to really examine why you're planning the things you do. But if you don't get anything out of this call today, listen for must, have to, and should. If you turn the volume up to listen to how often you're using that language, and guys, it doesn't matter if you use it. What matters is, are you going to leave it mute to where it's running in the background and running your days? Or are you going to turn up the volume so you can hear it and slowly over time start telling yourself new stuff? Just being aware of it will get you so far. All right, guys. Tag people before you leave. Tell them to watch the video. Otherwise, I will see you guys tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. Bye, y'all.